Welcome to The Artwork of You, the podcast where your life is the canvas and you are the masterpiece. I'm your host, Lori Gouin, and together we'll explore creativity, self-awareness, mindset, goal strategy, and the importance of accountability so that you can paint your life's portrait with confidence and ease. Remember, in the gallery of life, you're not just a spectator, you are the art. So let's grab our brushes and start creating the masterpiece that is you. Hello, my friends. I am so glad that you are here with me today, because today I want to talk about something that I think we all can relate to, and that's our ability and our inability to make decisions. I would say that the overwhelming majority of people who come to me for coaching have these things in common: lack of clarity, confusion, overwhelm, and indecision. They spin in this confusion about deciding what their next step should be. What business should they start? What their niche is? What's their purpose? What's their passion? Should they buy another course? Should they join another membership? Should they switch jobs? Should they invest in one-on-one coaching? Should they join group coaching? Should they just keep doing what they're doing, hoping it eventually all clicks? And believe me, I get it, because I've been there. And as a coach, I feel one of my main responsibilities is to help you make decisions. So let's talk about it. Let me ask you, have you ever found yourself stuck in indecision, spinning in circles while trying to make a choice? As I said, it happens to all of us. And understanding why we get stuck and recognizing that indecision itself is a decision can be a game changer in how we approach our choices. And what seems to be at the heart of indecision often lies the fear of making the wrong choice. And this fear can be paralyzing, because deep down, we worry about the consequences of our decisions. Will I regret this? What if there's a better option that I haven't considered? And this fear can keep us in a state of confusion where doing nothing actually feels safer than possibly making a mistake. But here's the kicker. When we choose not to decide, we're still making a decision. We're choosing to stay where we are, even if it's not where we want to be. And many people find a certain comfort in their familiar discomfort. It sounds counterintuitive, I know, but think about it. Staying in a job that doesn't fulfill you, or remaining in a challenging relationship, or not taking the steps towards your personal goals can often feel easier than stepping into the unknown. And this comfort zone, while uncomfortable, offers a predictable, controlled environment where there are fewer unknowns to fear. However, staying stuck in indecision does not have to be your norm. And as I said, recognizing that indecision is in itself a decision can be incredibly powering, because it shifts the perspective from passivity to activity, right? You start to see that every moment of inaction is in fact a choice to maintain the status quo. And I understand that many find themselves frozen when they're faced with choices, particularly when clarity seems to be just out of their reach. And this fear of making the wrong choice is often linked to a lack of clarity. Because when we're not clear about what we want or the outcome we hope to achieve, making a decision feels like trying to hit a target in the dark. And the options might seem overwhelming or the consequences too daunting. And this ambiguity can paralyze us, keeping us stuck in our current situations, which, while perhaps uncomfortable, are familiar and predictable. It's a safe space where there are no risks taken and no mistakes are made. However, safety is an illusion in this situation, because not moving forward is a decision that often leads to that stagnation and regret that you're actually trying to avoid. And so breaking out of this cycle requires recognizing that every moment you remain indecisive, you're choosing to let opportunities pass you by. And so I'll offer you this empowering thought, and that's that most often the very act of deciding can lead to the clarity that we crave. In other words, the irony is that the clarity often comes after making decisions, not before them. And by choosing a path and starting to walk on it, you gather more information and insights, which then in turn help you refine your goals and your desires. It's kind of like driving through the fog. The further you go, the more the road ahead becomes visible. And so how do we break free of this cycle? I would suggest start by accepting that some uncertainty is inevitable, and that the perfect clarity is often unattainable before making a decision. Acknowledge the fears and emotions that are influencing you. Are you worried about potential losses or failures? Are you overwhelmed by too many choices? Because identifying these feelings can help you understand what's holding you back. And then consider the worst case scenarios realistically, because often they're not as scary as you're imagining. Embrace the idea that making a decision, even a small tentative one, is a step towards greater understanding and refinement of your goal. Also, it's helpful to simplify the process by narrowing down your options based on your most fundamental values and your desired outcomes. What aligns best with your core intentions? Often this question alone can cut through the noise and reduce the feeling of being overwhelmed. Taking small steps can ease the discomfort of moving out of your comfort zone. You want to change careers, but you're scared to make the leap? Just start by updating your resume or taking a part-time course. These manageable actions can help build your confidence and reduce the fear associated with bigger decisions. Remember, making a decision, any decision, is about moving forward. It's about taking control and making deliberate choices about how you want to live your life. Even if the outcome isn't perfect, each choice gives you valuable feedback and experience to make better decisions in the future. And remember that decision-making is a skill that improves with practice. So the more you make decisions, the better you become at it. Each choice, each step forward, builds your confidence and your ability to discern what works best for you. So take the first step, make a decision, and then watch as the path ahead clears, bringing with it the clarity that seemed so elusive before. So in essence, while the journey through indecision can be challenging, embracing the decision-making process as an opportunity for clarity and growth can transform the way that you approach not just problems, but life itself. And remember, doing nothing is still choosing. And often it's choosing to give up your power to shape your future. So the next time you find yourself stuck, push yourself to decide. You might be surprised how much you learn about your path and yourself along the way. Take a small step, make a choice. It just might lead you to a more fulfilling and engaging life. And I will leave you with this. There is no wrong decision. There is only the decision that you make right. And if you need help with this, you're in the right place. Because as I said at the beginning of the episode, as a coach, I feel it's my responsibility to help you make decisions. And you can find more about working with me by reaching out to me on my new Instagram account at The Artwork of You, or you can go to my website, www.theartworkofyou.com. That's a wrap for today, my friends. Thank you for sharing your time with me. And remember to show up in your life like the masterpiece you are, because you are the artwork. Please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Have a fabulous day.